Okay, so we're diving into this Grain Savers program that's gotten some buzz lately for anyone who wants to, keep their brain in tip-top shape.
Right?
You actually sent me their handout. The Six Lifestyle Components for Healthy Brain and Body Aging. Catchy title. What grabbed you about that when you first saw
Honestly, so many programs are all about brain games, you know?
it?
Like Sudoku on steroids. But this one, they're linking brain health to your overall well-being, which honestly just makes sense,
It makes
right?
total sense. It's like they're saying this isn't a quick fix. It's about actually investing in your health. And you dug into this. They don't just pull these six components out of thin air, do they?
Nope. They emphasize that each one's got the research to back it up. Physical exercise, brain exercises, nutrition. We've got socialization in there, stress management, and of course, sleep. They're hitting all the big ones.
It's a pretty comprehensive list. So not just someone's opinion, there's some actual science backing it up.
Exactly.
Okay, so they've got us interested in the why, this idea of holistic brain health.
Yeah.
But what about the how? What are they actually having people do in this program? So you actually went to a Brain Savers class, right?
Yeah.
I was glued to my seat, reading your notes on the whole thinking and moving activity thing. Color me intrigued.
Yeah, so they don't waste any time. Each session starts with breathing
Okay,
exercises.
nice way to center everyone.
Exactly. There's kind of a reset button, then it's straight into the thinking and moving.
So not just your typical workout class.
No way. It's way more engaging than that. They weave in all these cognitive challenges.
Okay, now you've got me listening. Give me an example.
So picture this. You might be doing some basic aerobics, right? But then they'll have you solving riddles or doing memory tasks at the same time.
Whoa, multitasking for your brain and body.
Exactly. And get this, they build in a solid 15, 20 minutes of this stuff, hitting all the important areas, aerobic exercise, a bit of strength training, even some balance work and flexibility.
Yeah, they really cover it all.
Yeah, and they're big on personalization too. They use this thing called the rating of perceived exertion.
Hold on, rating of perceived exertion. That's a mouthful. What's that all about?
It's actually super simple. It's all about like tuning into your body and how hard you're working.
Oh, I see.
They're not about pushing people to the max. It's more about finding that sweet spot where it's challenging but sustainable.
That makes sense. Pushing too hard can backfire.
Totally. And they even encourage modifications, you know, so it's accessible for everyone.
Smart move.
Yeah.
So 15, 20 minutes of targeted brain-boosting movement, personalized to your fitness level, they're not messing around.
Nope. And it shows they're serious about making this sustainable, not just a quick fix. This isn't about going from 0 to 60. It's about building healthy habits that stick.
I love that. But okay, let's talk about what happens outside the classroom. Do they send people home with like brain teasers and dumbbells? So no dumbbells in the homework packet. What do they send people home with?
Okay, so the homework's actually pretty cool. It's not about adding more to your plate. It's more about finding those little moments of movement that are already in your day, you know?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example.
So instead of stressing about hitting the gym for an hour, they're like, hey, how about walking more often? Or gardening? Even just being more mindful when you're doing chores around the house.
I love that. It's like they're saying you don't need to reinvent the wheel, just, steer it in the right direction.
Exactly. And they give you concrete examples, ways to get creative with it, like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or having a walking meeting instead of just sitting at a desk.
So simple, but so smart. It's like they've cracked the code to making brain health feel doable and even enjoyable.
Right. And don't forget, they're all about that holistic approach. Remember how we talked about stress management being a key pillar of the program?
Absolutely.
This homework ties right into that. By finding ways to move more in daily life, you're actually weaving stress-reducing activities into your routine without even trying.
It's like a two-for-one deal. Okay, so we've got these six core components, the emphasis on sneaking in movement, and homework that actually sounds kind of fun. For someone listening who's thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but what's the bottom line? What makes this Brain Savers program different?
It's that combination of solid research with a really personalized approach. They're not just throwing information at you, they're giving you the tools and support to make it work for your life.
I love that. It's empowering. It's like they're saying, here's the roadmap to a healthier brain, but you get to choose the route. This has been fascinating. As we wrap up, what's the one thing you really want to leave our listeners with today?
Honestly, it's that brain health isn't about these huge sweeping changes. It's about those small, consistent choices we make every single day.
So true. It's about finding joy in movement, prioritizing sleep, staying connected with people. All these little things that add up to make a huge difference.
Exactly. And the best part is, it's never too late to start.
Couldn't agree more. So as you continue to explore this Brain Savers program, remember, small steps, big impact. It's all about finding what works for you and making brain health a fun and sustainable part of your life.